Clearwater, Kansas. It's Emilio.
I'm Emiliano.
And I'm Michaela Wassenberg.
Hey, what made you become an athletic trainer?
I was always involved in sports growing up, and then as a high schooler, I became a basketball manager, so I was around my high school athletic trainer quite a bit.
Yeah. What schools were you an athletic trainer at?
So I graduated from Tabor, stayed there for a year. I was at Nickerson, Kansas for 2 years at their high school, Eisenhower High School, and then this is my second year at Clearwater.
Who inspired you to become an athletic trainer?
I would say mainly my high school athletic trainer. He was just, I just thought it was cool that he could diagnose injuries just by feeling the body part or doing different tests without any x-rays or MRIs.
What injuries do you think are the worst to deal with?
Probably the most difficult to deal with is probably just blood in the moment, but the worst injuries are dislocations or ACL tears.
What's the worst injury that you've dealt with a player in, like, your career and this year?
In my career, I had a girl dislocate her elbow during basketball practice, and those are pretty gruesome, but all I can do is splint and send them to the ER. This year is probably one of our football players running into a bench and cutting open his leg because there was lots of blood.
Yeah, that was...
How did he cut his leg, though? That's the thing. Like, exposed metal, maybe?
Yeah, it's the metal benches on the sideline. He was running a play and didn't stop in time.
Okay, that was pretty funny at practice, too. Like, all I see was him, like, on the ground sitting there, and I'm like, what happened now? How do you think athletes should manage concussions?
I think just being truthful and honest, like, it's not something to try to hide. It's just going to make things worse. If you take care of it from the beginning, for the most part, it's a pretty quick recovery.
It sucks, too, because you can't really do anything until you're medically cleared, and then got to be careful not to hurt yourself again, and then...
Yeah, once you get one, you're more likely to get another one, but as long as you take care of yourself, you'll be able to recover from them just fine.
Yeah, I know. I don't like injuries.
Mine weren't as bad, but my brother's were kind of,
I've actually had three myself, but one of them was last year working a football game.
Oh.
Got hit on the sideline by a late hit.
I've never had one. Kind of happy about that.
That's a good thing.
What are the worst things you deal with, like, daily?
Probably the attitude of high schoolers, because the injuries is something like I'm trained for, but I wasn't trained for teaching, and then high school is not what I thought I would go into, so just dealing with teenage attitudes and trying to get kids to do what they're supposed to.
What sports did you play in high school?
Growing up, I played everything. In high school, I played softball, volleyball, and basketball my freshman year, and then switched to just softball after that, and then I played that in college.
What is your favorite sport, though?
To work or play?
Both.
To play, probably just softball. Like, that's been my love. I play slow pitch every once in a while. To work, it'd probably be volleyball, and then probably softball.
What are the worst times to ask for help?
When I'm teaching. Now that I have the dual role, I have to keep them split. So when I'm in the middle of class and kids are trying to ask for help about an injury, I have to make sure they wait until later on.
How would you deal with, like, more than one injury on the field?
All coaches are CPR first aid certified, so I tend to take the higher priority, and then coaches can help with, like, the smaller stuff. Our managers, I've kind of taught them how to wrap different, like, cuts and stuff, so that way they can wrap the little things so me and coaches don't have to deal with that as much.
Are you, like, used to seeing injuries?
Yeah, quite a bit. Just being in sports myself, I saw quite a few injuries in high school. I had a classmate break his elbow, one kid break his femur. So I've seen a lot in high school, and then just working in college and high school, I've seen quite a few.
Do you think other people are used to it too, like the coaches or like the managers?
Not as much, because if there is something or gross, like, you can tell what coaches are good with blood and what aren't, because the ones that aren't good with blood will not come over during a crisis.
I can't deal with some injuries. Like, blood. Like, what did the dude that fell over the benches look like?
It was pretty gruesome. There was a lot of blood, because I was at volleyball, and since we had home games, so by the time I got there, it was already bleeding quite a bit. And then it cut deep enough that you could see the fat pads inside of his knee.
Yeah. That's all I got for today. See ya.